can you give us an overview of what this research has found?
Yeah, so basically we work on how the immune system can control cancer, and we were interested in which kinds of cells are important in that process. And so what we found was that a particular subset of immune cells, which is called a T cell and specifically a tissue resident memory T cell, these cells are really important to control the growth of cancer. They can protect against the development of cancer, and we figured out that they were doing this by basically putting the cancer cells into a state of sleep or dormancy, so by suppressing their growth without completely killing them or removing them from the body.
Wow. So what will this mean for future diagnosis and treatment for melanomas?
So these cells are definitely a good prognostic indicator of whether somebody is mounting a good immune response against cancer. So a lot of the time when people develop cancer, they will develop an immune response themselves against that cancer. And then one of the ways in which we now treat melanoma is by capitalizing on that immune response. So by enhancing it or by boosting its activity in order to try and remove the cancer cells from the body. And so what this research really shows is that these cells are going to be a good indicator of whether someone has a good response already that we can then go further and manipulate in order to try and drive elimination of their cancer. But also potentially if we could figure out new ways that we can specifically target these cells using treatments, then maybe we can try to get rid of the cancer or think of like a new avenue that we could use in order to get rid of these melanomas from patients and potentially other cancers as well.
Wow. So statistics suggest that there's a 90% survival rate with the diagnosis of melanomas. How concerned should people be if they do receive a positive diagnosis?
I would say that melanoma is definitely a scary disease to be diagnosed with, even though there's a 90% survival rate, which is great. That's largely due to the fact that we've gotten a lot better at treating it and at intervening, but there's still a large proportion of people that develop melanoma that can develop spreading of that cancer throughout the body, what's called metastatic disease, and this is what poses the sort of most deadly threat within that space. So although you shouldn't panic when you get diagnosed with melanoma, there are a lot of great new treatments coming out all of the time. It's definitely best to be wary of the sun, to continue to try and protect yourself from getting sunburned and being too exposed to the sun so that you don't get diagnosed. But it's definitely one of the cancers with a better prognostic outlook at the moment because we are getting a lot better at treating it. So that's very promising.
Absolutely. Now, bringing it back to your research and this breakthrough, when do you think we'll be able to expect tests to be administered on humans?
So it's still a long way off that stage yet. We still need to figure out exactly how these cells are functioning and how we could enhance them or target them first preclinically before we move into patients. So this is definitely an exciting discovery. It has some implications that are right immediate and can be used, say, in, as I said, looking to see which patients have a best immune response against melanoma. If you already have these cells, that will be a good indication that you're going to respond well to immunotherapies that are already in the clinic. But in terms of directly using this information to make new immunotherapies, that's going to take a little bit more time.
Well, it's incredibly interesting and such an exciting place to be in the research field. So thank you so much for joining me this morning, Simone.
Thank you very much for having me.